I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jada.
Of Jada and the Day, home team of real estate team, with our umpteenth podcast featuring our home of the week and talking about real estate. Thank you for so much for listening to our podcast in the Mid-Atlantic area, the Quad State area now serving you in wild, wonderful West Virginia. Jada's team.
Absolutely. We love it. Been helping all of your WFRE listeners in Maryland, Southern Pennsylvania, Northern Virginia, and super pumped to be helping the people over in the Panhandle in West Virginia as well.
Has it been a cliche, Jay, over the years to go ahead and sell in the wintertime and don't wait for spring, because spring inventory, everybody thinks that this is the time of the year and you're going to be overwhelmed and the market's going to be flooded with inventory?
Yeah, we, you know, as we've talked about before, we get people on the market in the winter and we're able to sell their houses. I mean, you know, we're selling them within a week typically, if they're priced properly and they follow all of our plans and do the marketing. It doesn't matter what time of year it is.
So we're coming into spring. You guys are busy at this time of the year. And let's think about, people are going to be setting up the swimming pools, Jay. Is a swimming pool, a built-in pool, an asset or a liability in the home selling business?
People that want pools, and if you have one, for a buyer perspective, for a prospective buyer, they're going to get a better deal buying your home with a pool than what it's going to cost to put one in. From a seller perspective, you're not going to get anywhere near what you spent on that pool when you're selling. However, you get the use and enjoyment of that pool while you're there, and then you're going to be able to attract people that want a pool that are going to look at homes that only have them, because they don't have the money to put in what they really want.
If you're thinking about putting in a pool and you're going to do all the landscaping and you put it in and you spend all this money thinking it's going to make my home more valuable, you're not really going to get that back on the selling end of it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not 100% of what you put into it at all.
Do people ever come to you and say, nah, I'm not looking at that has a pool. That's off. No pool.
We do have some people that say that. I mean, I'll never forget, there's a house I sold in Sykesville, and I was representing the seller. They had a pool, and the buyer actually wrote in the offer that they wanted the pool filled with dirt and concrete, and they wanted the pool out.
They wanted the property, no matter what.
Yeah, but they wanted the seller to basically make the pool not exist anymore. And that seller was like sort of shocked because of how much money they spent to put the pool in. And I told them, I said, you have a choice. You've got a buyer, they just don't want your pool. So we can wait for another buyer that wants the pool, or you can deal with this, or we can go back and forth negotiating. But when it's not your house anymore, it's really what the buyers want.
Do people come to you and say, look, we're looking to buy a home. We want a built-in pool. We want one ready to go.
Absolutely.
Oh, really? So it's kind of a niche market?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I had a couple of people that I worked with in Damascus, and their requirements were they wanted an in-ground pool that was already in place and ready to roll. And it was two back-to-back clients I had that were looking in Damascus, and they only wanted to look at houses that had pools. Or, you know, when Christine and I were looking, we were considering a house. You know, I wanted to have a pool. And we originally wrote on a house in Carroll County. And what we were looking at there was it had enough land that we were going to be able to have the pool. Then we find out, you know, we get everything back from the county, and it shows where the septic fields were. And all of it looked good. It all looked good. Then we had the inspection, and the septic fields were in the area where our pool would have been. And obviously, you can't have a pool in your septic field. So we ended up not buying that house, then ended up moving to Frederick County.
Well, I'm glad you checked on that before you have installed a swimming pool in that area.
Yeah. We wanted a house that had one already, but the challenge is there's not a ton of them.
What about weekly maintenance, monthly maintenance with a pool? I mean, do people ask about that? How much does this cost to keep this up? It's a little bit extra. I mean, same thing for a hot tub or an outdoor fountain.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, you say that because, you know, we've got a pond in the backyard and we have a hot tub. The hot tub maintenance is pretty minimal. Your pond maintenance, you know, it's something you do once, twice a year. That's not too expensive. The pool thing, most people that are looking at homes that have in-ground pools, what we recommend is, you know, what I tell people and what most of my clients end up doing is they hire a company that handles all the maintenance of the pool for them.
I see. And people leave those hot tubs when they leave. They don't generally take their hot tub with them when they sell a home.
It's a 50-50, Tom.
Really? I would think that they would just leave that there.
No, it's a 50-50. Some people leave them and some people take them. I know when we sold our house in Carroll County, we took ours. And like I said, it's really a 50-50. It depends. You know, if they've got it sunken into the deck and things like that, they tend to leave them. But if they're just sitting on the patio, a lot of people will take them. The challenge is, you know, it's pretty expensive to move them. So, you know, we'll see people that have an older hot tub, they may leave it. Or maybe the house they're going to doesn't allow for a spot for the hot tub. You know, a lot of these communities with HOAs, there's limitations of what you're able to have in your backyard.
And a lot of these communities in the new developments, they have a pool for you just for living in this development.
Yeah, they have a pool. Some of them have hot tubs. Some of them have gyms. Some of them have everything.
They got a big party room if you want to have a get-together in your community. And those are fun. Those are fun. I've gone to parties at some of these community houses. That is really is an asset.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, and that's the one neat thing with all these new developments that are out there. All the different things that are added to it. I mean, and you're also seeing a lot of these places are having, you know, their own grocery stores, restaurants, bars, you know, a little bit of everything, which makes it where you can sort of, you know, stay within your community.
The ideal walking situation, the living situation where you can walk to all your facilities that you need.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even, you know, the community over in Urbana, they have a lazy river. Not just a pool. They've got a lazy river over there.
Cool. And have you worked with these people in Urbana before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sell stuff out in Urbana. And I said, you know, you don't have to go to King's Dominion or, yes. or Great Wolf Lodge. You got a lazy river right in your own community.
I've heard of people who have purchased a new home with a pool, and they say, this year, this is a staycation year. We've got this property. This is our own little piece of heaven. This is where we're going to vacay for at least the next year.
Oh, yeah. If you have that, you can enjoy it. Or, you know, I said, you know, we live over in Linganore and we have access to three pools. In the summer, the kids absolutely love it. My mom enjoys it. You know, it's a nice opportunity for them to be able to go out and not have to drive very far. You've got the pool right there. I said, in Linganore, you know, if you live in the area and you want to have a golf cart, you can just load the golf cart, jump on that, and head over to the pool.
So if you're in the four-state area and you're looking for a home and you want something like this, you want a place for the kids, might not be in your backyard, might be in your community center. You guys can hook them up with different options.
Oh, yeah. We can give you, you know, and that's what we talk with people. It's so funny. Some people are so anti-HOA and community, and others are all about it. And, you know, it all depends on what your wants and needs are. I mean, I had someone I was just working with a couple of weeks ago, moved here from Alaska. So, you know, came here from Alaska, got married. And they were looking in Urbana, and they were they originally started looking in Gaithersburg and Germantown, and because he wanted to be close to work. So then we moved out to Clarksburg. Clarksburg had a whole lot of amenities, had, you know, the groceries, everything. But then we took them a little further and introduced them over to Urbana, and then we showed them Lake Linganore. Because of being from Alaska and liking the trails and the nature, they ended up opting for Lake Linganore because they felt like they could do hiking and things like that they were used to in Alaska, but this time without all the crazy ice and snow.
Does the HOA subject come up when people go, no way, I'm not having anybody tell me what to do with my property if I'm moving into a new home?
Yeah, yeah. Some people are totally anti that. Or, yeah, we talked about one of my clients that bought in Damascus. They had an RV. And if you have an HOA, most of the time, you're not parking that RV.
Absolutely.
Most of the time, you're not allowed to. Some do allow it, but, you know, we ended up finding them something outside of an HOA, and they ended up getting their own pool instead of needing a community pool.
They don't want to get a note on their door, could you please cut your grass? I mean, I've heard these stories, but they're all thinking about community and quality of life. Nobody's really against you when you move into these communities.
Right, right. And I'll tell you, I mean, my first house I bought was in an HOA. And I didn't like the idea because I had not been in one before.
Did you know this going in, that you were going to be under the thumb of an HOA?
Yes, okay. I did, but I didn't understand it. I mean, this was, 18 years ago, and I had nothing to do with real estate. I had no clue. I'm like, yeah, okay, an HOA. But then I wanted to, you know, get a deck and a fence, and then you have to get all these things approved. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, I'm never going to deal with an HOA again because this is my house. This is my lot. Why do I need someone to approve something? So then I moved to a house without an HOA. And I thought it was awesome. I painted my door. I changed my shutters. I didn't need to ask anybody. But then when I was on the back deck and I looked outside, my neighbor behind me had a pool that was never maintained. They had mattresses at times on their deck. It was a total train wreck, and there was nothing that could be done.
That's not going to happen in your community. And you guys inform people up front the rules they're going to be going into if you purchase in this community. Yeah, nobody's going to get shocked.
Well, that's a great thing because, you know, that you brought up there. The way it works in Maryland is there's a law that you have to provide the entire resale package, which gives all the HOA specifics, the budget, you know, the rules, the regulations, what's allowed, what's not allowed, what's covered, what's not covered. And then you have a certain amount of time to review that. And if you don't like the rules, you can cancel the contract. So you 100% have the ability to go and look at that. And if you don't like it, you can move on and buy a different house. So that's huge. Now, when you get those HOA resale packages and it's like 1,000 pages, yeah, not everybody reads it.
No, but, I understand.
But I mean, I'll be candid. When we were looking, you know, we have some marked vehicles. Like you guys have your WFRE trucks.
Those are a no-no in some neighborhoods.
Yes.
Any kind of commercial vehicle, anything with a company logo on the side, a work van with a ladder on top, that's a no-no.
Right. Now, in Linganore, it wasn't an issue. I read the regulations. It was extremely important to me because we have a day home team vehicle and it's marked up. You've seen it, like I said, just
sure.
Like, and we wanted to make sure it wasn't going to be an issue. There were other neighborhoods in Frederick County where it was not allowed.
So I understand.
We had a decision of, you know, are we always going to park that vehicle in the garage or, you know, are we going to leave it outside? If we want to leave it outside ever, it'll never work in these neighborhoods. And, you know, to me, it wasn't worth the risk. We wanted to go to a place that it wasn't going to be a problem.
I've hiked around all neighborhoods all around Frederick County. And you'll notice, wow, look at that RV. That has been parked there for a year. Right in front, right across the street from that house. Wonder what that person thinks of that.
Yeah, HOAs, and they get a bad rap. But honestly, the whole goal of it, like I said, I learned to appreciate it after I moved out of Northern Carroll County because we didn't have one. And the way people kept their houses around us had a negative impact on property values because, you know, like they had, you know, 10 dogs and they had, you know, mattresses on
the deck. Mattresses laying outside on the deck.
And the pool was green and never covered and never maintained.
That's an eyesore. Yeah, that's brutal.
And, you know, if that's your view, you know, we had like a 900 square foot deck on the back of the house and that's what the view was.
Okay.
So
all right, okay.
After that, I became a huge fan of HOAs.
Yeah, they help you. They're there to help you.
Yeah.
And you work with any community and like you say, you have to give them the rules up front if they're moving into an HOA-ruled community.
Yeah, and if you like it, great. And if you don't, you don't have to move forward.
What about coming into spring here, Jay? A subject we've talked about is the lack of inventory for used homes under $500,000. There's still a big demand for homes under $500,000 in the four-state area.
There is. I mean, I mentioned to you briefly the people coming up from Alaska. When they were looking in Montgomery County, every house that they were looking at, there was at least 3 to 4 offers on, and they were losing them like crazy. And people were bidding them up. They were selling for much more than they were listed for. And it's extremely frustrating for buyers that are trying to get in that you don't even have time to sleep on it. You're going into the house and, okay, I need to write an offer. And then, okay, we've got 3 or 4 people writing on it. Do you want to go up? Do you want to increase your value? You know, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? We just personally listed one over in Finksburg. We had 28 showings, I think, the first day, and we had 5 offers on it. So it's crazy. And again, that was in that affordable range, especially under 300. Things are
right?
Flying off the shelf. Yeah.
So this sounds like a good situation for sellers in this situation.
Absolutely. Tough for buyers.
Before it even goes on the market, ding, 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 that house could be snatched off the market.
Yeah, it does happen. And it's, you know, like I said, if you're positioned properly and you're in that magic spot, that's what happens.
301-855-999-4669. That's the number that I give out here on the WFRE to call Jay and his team if you have any questions. You have another number?
No, that's the best number.
All right, 855-999-4669. Thank you so much for everything you and your team has done for the community. Last month, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital Radiothon, our 99-minute auction, meant the world to everybody. This guy and his family and his people give back. Jay Day of Jay Day and the Day Home
Team.
Yeah,
and don't forget, actually, we've got the, I don't know when everything ends with being able to sign up, But we have the bowling tournament for St. Jude.
That's right.
That we're sponsoring, and that's coming up.
That's coming up here in March. Go to WFRE.com, sign up a lane. Are you guys going to have a lane?
We are going to have a lane. We're going to have some of our agents here. Unfortunately, we have a business meeting we're out of town for. It's like every time there's some event going on, it ends up getting scheduled when we're not around. Yeah, we have a work, an out-of-town work thing going on that day of the bowling.
I understand.
But we will have some of our agents and some of our staff there to be there to represent the day home team and try and raise some more money for St. Jude.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, it is a great cause. So go to WFRE.com, get yourself a bowling team together and join us on that day. I'm Tom Whalen.
Oh, don't forget House of the Week.
House of the Week, what do we have?
I got to keep you on your toes, Tom.
That's
I got to
okay.
keep you on your toes.
Please do.
163 Bentley Street in Tawnytown. Great detached home. Listed at 250. This home is a split-level home, meaning there's four levels, three bedrooms, two full baths, fireplace, two-car garage. Great home. Great starter home for somebody. Again, $250,000. Three bed, two bath. Check it out on WFRE.com under Jay Day's Real Estate Podcast.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Thank you for listening to our real estate podcast. Tell your friends all about it. It happens every week right here at WFRE.com.